little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
And I think the asking the patients what they think, they've known you for 30 years, they know you're a good doctor and you know what you're doing. Whereas if this person's new in Dr. Marr's practice, and actually I wanted to see Dr. Marr this morning, and now there's a new doctor, and he's asking me what I think's wrong, does he not know what's wrong with me? Whereas if you'd asked what was wrong, they would have been more comfortable with that. Again, it's the whole challenge of being a new doctor.
Yeah, so, you know, the skills with that would be, you know, having, you know, somebody said that to me, I would say, you know, something like, obviously I don't know you very well, so I need you to help me out with this.
Yeah.
So tell me what your thoughts are.
So that's a really good phrase.
You know, just to sort of, as long as you tell patients what you're doing and why. So if you signpost, you know, I'm not Dr. Marr, you're disappointed because you see me, but, you know, he's away teaching the Sunderland trainer, so you've got to see him.
Yeah.
You know, if he says, you know, look, I realise this is difficult because you don't know me at all. It would help me a lot if you just gave me an idea about what your thoughts were about this. That would be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But to do that, you have to understand what it is you're trying to do in the first place. And it's not tell me your ideas, tell me your concerns, tell me your expectations. I want to move on slightly, if I may, Keith. Just to, this is the stuff the diagnosis is making decisions from the competence framework, which you'll see from workplace-based assessment. So he uses an understanding of probability based on prevalence, incidence, and natural history of decision-making, which is what I was talking about before, which is focused data gathering and pattern recognition and probability.
Let's hear it for our genes.